what if you put on a bed for warmth, a cover that has some kind of bedding in it? Quilt, a comforter, they call them puffs, a soap ring. What would you call a makeshift sleeping place down on the floor that children would especially like to sleep on?
You call them pillows, but most of them you say are pallets. Kids nowadays use sleeping bags and stuff. I have a little nephew, when we put a pallet on the floor, he'd call it the, he would call it the patio. And he always loved it. Every came to my house, he never slept on anything but the patio.
What if the flat, low land along the stream overflowed in spring and plowed later called?
The bottom land, or the swamp land, or the low land, or the flat land.
Low land, what is low land grand land?
The meadow, or the marshland, or dago.
Suppose this was some land that had water standing in it for a good part of the time. What would you call that?
Swamp, or bog, or marshland, or marsh, mud flat.
What is the place where salt hay grows along the sea?
Marsh, salt marsh.
What different kinds of soil do you have in the field? Suppose it was part sand and part clay. Would you have a name for that?
The loon, or the gumbo, or the loam.
What would you call the thing that you dug?
A drain, or a drench, or a ditch, and some even say channel.
Deep, narrow valley cut by a stream of water in the woods, or in a field about 10 feet deep and 10 feet across, is called a what?
Raven.
Is there another name you might use in referring to what this is?
Gully, a gut, a hollow wash.
If there has been a heavy rainfall and the rain has cut out a channel across a road or field, you call that place a
gully.
What do you call a small stream of water?
Well, some call them rivulets, creek, a branch. Gutter, a dam.
What do you call a very small rise in land?
Here.
Is there anything smaller?
No. No.
What would you call it if it is a little larger?
A rain.